All right, joining us is Daniel Skrovansky, a chief scientific officer from Eli Lilly. Eli Lilly announcing this morning that phase two of clinical trial has shown a reduced rate of hospitalization for patients treating with a neutralizing antibody that they have been working on. And Dr. Skrovansky is joining us right now to talk about a bit about that antibody. Doctor, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Sean. It's great to be talking to you.
So tell us a little bit about the antibody and kind of how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a medicine that we created from actually the substance that we isolated from the blood of a patient who recovered from the disease. So it's based on an antibody that a human had made that helped them fight off the virus. We engineered it in our lab, produced it in our factories, turned it into a medicine that we're now testing in patients to see if it can help other patients fight off the virus. The data that just got from this ongoing phase two clinical trial shows us that the medicine can have an effect in lowering the amount of virus that's detected in the patients, and that effect is correlated with lower symptoms and, really importantly, with a lower rate of hospitalization. That's hugely important. We don't know when someone gets COVID-19 early in the disease whether they're going to be one of the many people who recover quickly, or are they going to be one of the few that end up having a severe disease and hospitalization or even worse. So being able to prevent the progression of the disease early on is a key goal for any new medicine. We're excited about what we're seeing so far.
And the trial that you guys have done with this, you're looking at COVID-19 patients, and did you guys use this antibody treatment on people who were experiencing all symptoms, like from mild all the way to severe? How did you guys execute the trial?
Yeah, we had mostly mild patients, a few that were more moderate, no one who was severe. The idea here, though, was people who had just recently gotten the disease. And the thinking is that a treatment such as this, an antibody that neutralizes the virus, stops it spreading in your body, would probably be most effective as early in the disease course as possible. So these are people who just within a few days of having symptoms got diagnosed and then randomized and then treated with a single dose of this medicine or placebo to see if we could stop the progression.
Also, where do we go now that you guys have this treatment available and you're having a lot of success with it? What's the next stage?
So more work to do. There's additional data rolling in nearly every day. And we're beginning discussions with regulators around the world to determine what are the appropriate next steps. Frankly, this data was even more exciting than we had anticipated. And so we're really pleased. At the same time, our factories are already producing this medicine in the hopes that it will continue to be successful and ultimately be approved by regulators around the world. We're making as much as we can as fast as we can, so that we can have at least 100,000 doses available by the end of the year and many, many more next year.
Can you explain the difference to people who may not quite know? I think there's a little bit of miscommunication. Some people are confusing maybe treatments like this along with a vaccine. For those who maybe don't understand it, what's the difference between this antibody treatment and a vaccine?
Yeah, a vaccine is a way of getting your own body to mount an immune response, make your own antibodies that could protect you from the virus. Here, we're engineering the antibody in a lab, making it in a factory, and then giving it directly to patients. So we're not counting on your own immune system to do anything. The antibody itself is what's clearing the virus. For that reason, a vaccine has to be given before you ever get the disease. It takes a while for your immune system to make its own antibodies. Since these antibodies are made in a factory, we can use it as a treatment. We can actually give it once patients already have the disease. So that's a big difference. But the underlying biology and the way that it uses antibodies to clear virus are somewhat related.
And also, when you look at, you said this is phase two of the trial. What comes next in phase three?
So, of course, over time, we'll look to reproduce these findings in larger sample sizes. That's the normal drug process that goes to ultimate FDA submission and approval. Of course, in times of pandemic, all bets are off, and we work with regulators as quickly as possible to figure out what kind of trials are needed and what additional data is required. Time is of the essence here. We started this project only 6 months ago. Imagine in 6 months we created a medicine, tested it in patients, and now have these results. The next couple of weeks and months will certainly be critical here.
All right. He is Daniel Skovronsky, Dr. Chief Scientific Officer with Eli Lilly. Daniel, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate your insights.
Thank you.